Required listening with Amazon Music.
Dad music again?
The greatest guitarist of all time.
Wait, who?
Alexa, add this song to a new playlist.
Sure, what's the new playlist name?
Jack's Intro to Classic Rock.
Adding Stepping Stone by Jimi Hendrix to Jack's Intro to Classic Rock playlist.
Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you and soon he will love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at amazonmusic.com. Renews automatically. Cancel anytime.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Hemorrhoids.
Brief and to the point.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 8th edition of Pinions Playhouse. Brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. MD Health and Wellness in Bridgeton. These are the people that showed me how to lose 35 pounds. I did it in like 6-8 weeks. They're also the people who are going to tell you and help you and inform you when it comes to bioidentical hormones. Bioidentical hormone replacement. This is a huge business. And a lot of places do it and they charge way too much. Be careful of that. We'll talk about pellets and more. But first, we do this.
Hey!
I have 8 people to introduce, so let's get this thing on the road. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason for that weird way that he talks, he lived in Great Britain for 19 years. For 10 of those years, he was in Birmingham, England. He is Trevor Limey. Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. How are you? I hope you're doing well, and I hope you've had a good day.
Wow. That was very nice. Heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Almost sold cosmetics for Mary Kay. Assistant manager of a Sambo's restaurant. Car salesman. Broadcast professor. Bass player in a band. The Seven Sins of Sinbad Band. Yeah. And on and on and on and on. He's Dan Strauss and he's in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
It's the Seventh Planet Band, by the way.
What is it?
Seventh Planet Band.
Oh, okay.
Seventh
Sorry.
Planet. I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stifel. If you're already working with a financial advisor, you can still call Mark and Jason for a complimentary portfolio review to make sure that you're doing the right thing. Mark and Jason is a member of Stifel. Our Stifel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
There you go. Now... that newscast, how about that newscast you just heard, huh?
Yeah.
Woof. That was a good one.
Top notch.
You say, wow, he's really good at that doing the news. He must spend a lot of time. That must be all he does. Oh, no, there's more. Tim Woodburn is also a private investigator, like a real one, like a licensed one, a legitimate one. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much, Frank. Gateway Investigations has been helping people in St. Louis for 10 years now. We'll celebrate 10 years in business this October. If you need a private investigator in your life, email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
He's on the road, but right now he's off the road, in the studio. There's no song, in the studio, just can't wait to get in the studio. So we haven't done a song for you, but we do have him. Bill Clevelin, who will share something with us here in just a minute or two. Bill, say hi to
him.
I didn't like it at first. It's interruptive, but I like it.
I thought of you guys. I was on the road somewhere in, I think I was in Texas on this just dirt road, and that song came on the satellite radio, and I thought, oh, I missed my friends back in the studio. So, hello, everyone.
Aww. You missed us.
Yeah.
Well, who wouldn't? Yeah, Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hanging.
Red Boy's been on the road. He just drove in from Wisconsin. He went up there to pick up. So what'd you pick up there?
Cheese.
No surprise there. And please, I know Tim Woodburn still has that look up. I can't believe they're still doing this cheese thing. We've been doing it for over 20 years. You just have to get used to it. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Yep.
You know, you mentioned, Bernice, that tomorrow will be 15 years.
Wow. That's right. We won't be here tomorrow we'll just do it today. Bernice, we know you're still listening. We know it's frustrating that you can't call. And why can't you call from heaven? It's heaven for God. Well, because you know what?
Long
and
distance.
That would take away, it would take away from the faith thing. It would be too much proof and evidence. You have to believe.
Oh.
So she may be calling in as other people. You could do stuff like that from heaven. You could do anything. It's heaven, like miracles and stuff. Maybe she calls in as Greg or somebody, and we don't know it's Bernice. So, Bernice, if you're up there listening, you don't really say, hey, happy anniversary of your death tomorrow. That, you know, you don't do that. How about this, Bernice? We have missed you for every day of 15 years. How about that? Because we have. And that's what it'll be tomorrow. 15 years. BHRT, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. They do that at MD Health and Wellness. Other places do it too. Some of them are really completely out of line in their pricing. Here's what this is all about. It's about a calmer, more stable mood for a lot of people. It's about reduced body fat. It's about more energy. It's about more sex drive. I don't need any more of that. Stronger mental clarity. Yeah, that I could use. And improved muscle tone. All of that, those are all things you might notice that are happening to you. Change, good changes, just because you made the decision to go have a hormone replacement, to put back some of what nature has cruelly decided it's not going to give you enough of anymore. Men and women get older and the testosterone levels decline. And the ovaries produce diminished amounts of estrogen. Not for the men. We don't have ovaries. Or estrogen or progesterone. Remember, you want a bonus joke from Greg, a listener?
Yeah.
It's really quick. What's the difference? So we're talking about hormones and MD Health and Wellness. What's the difference between an enzyme and a hormone?
I have no clue.
What?
You can't hear an enzyme. Get it?
Oh, boy.
Huh?
You can hear a hormone?
Oh.
Oh, now I get it.
You know what? All of you.
Chicken butt.
All of you are in timeout. No, you're all in timeout. You deliberately held back the laughter. You knew it was funny, but you all got together probably during a break or when I stepped out and said, hey, if he does a bonus joke or something, let's all not laugh. Because that was funny. Greg, thanks for sending me, Greg. I thought it was funny. Okay? I wouldn't have used it. Difference
Tim
between an enzyme and a hormone, you can't hear an enzyme. Yeah, well, Tim cleared it up for anybody
just,
who didn't get it.
You can hear a hormone.
Yeah. I just want to throw this out there that I am live streaming Bill Cleveland's segment on my Facebook page.
Whoa.
And already there are two people now watching it. One dropped off.
Is he going to moan?
So when,
you know what would be funny?
I didn't approve of this. What is this?
You mean what would be funny? If a listener happens to be home and is able to FaceTime, and they heard you, and they go, I'm going to put FaceTime on.
Yeah.
And they've got a little child in the house, and he looks up and goes, I like Pinocchio.
Hey, Bill. Larry Connors came in and said that you should talk directly into the mic because you sound like you're
What a welcome
on the
home.
Distance.
What does he know? He's new to broadcasting.
Yeah,
no, he's actually right. I had the mic.
No, Bill, he's not. He's a TV guy. They don't have to worry about this stuff. They got microphones hanging on their necks and stuff. They clipped on.
Still just two people watching.
They were lavaliers.
You don't have to listen to him.
Oh, three people are now watching.
Uh-oh.
You know what? This is more than 11.3.
I mean, this is
more already. This is already a bigger audience.
In fact, actually, Tim Woodburn, give a wave. It's our newsman.
Oh, there Tim's watching.
Limey, you asked earlier why I don't want to do our show on Facebook. There's your answer right there. How many people are watching?
Three people are watching. Yeah. Watching
there's
right
your
now.
Answer. Yeah.
Bill Cleveland hasn't even started his segment yet, and
I'm not
people
a big
are
draw.
Watching.
If he promoted it,
four
we could
people
on the
are
edge
now
of their
watching.
Seats. We could get to double digits if you promoted it a little bit.
Four people are now watching.
Okay. No, you're not going to. Are you gonna yell out every person?
No, of course I'm not going to do that. We back down to three
gonna get
people
past
now.
10.
If we get to 10, Bill's going to get naked.
Only come three on people six. To watch it. Isn't that what you say? Come on six.
Now, you know what Dr. Gilbertson and Dr. Andrioff are saying right now? Come on our commercial. What happened to our commercial? Okay, and now back to MD Health and Wellness. Here's the thing, folks. They replace these hormones with bioidentical, which means that the molecular structure of these hormones are identical to the ones your body makes, and they do it in the form of pellets for men and women. There's nothing to it. I've had this done, and they just insert them. They're right under the skin on your hip, and then they release time-release dosages of the hormones you need based on blood tests and whatever. Take a look at this. Go to their website, check in this. Of course, if you want to lose weight, my goodness, we've been over this for a couple of years. I can't think of anybody I could send you to who's more effective, efficient, knowledgeable professional than MD Health and Wellness. Doctor-supervised weight loss, and it works. It does. You just have to do what they tell you, like your parents used to tell you. MD Health and Wellness, mdhealthwellness.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, right. Buffalo, Toronto.
All right, here he is. Boy, you see him live, too. What do people need to do to go see that streaming thing?
If you want to go in live, just go onto Facebook, search for me, Trevor Phillips, and just go ahead, add me. You can watch it. Rich, we actually have a listener right now that is a mutual friend of mine, and he is watching Bill's segment right now. We're up to 5 people are viewing this. And for about the first, 3 minutes, it's just been looking at Bill while he's quiet. So, Bill, you know, I mean, you got a lot to do.
Bill, you must be nervous. You got 5 people. Wow.
I got We're five up to 6 people
I
now.
I got 5 bucks.
Seven
don't
people.
Do any more. He won't be able to stand the pressure. Don't even tell him he might have, a dozen people listening. And now, here's the guy who's been everywhere. He's brought to you by Window World is everywhere. They're all over the country, and they're all over the St. Louis area. They've now made their 50,000th sale. It is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And now here, back off the road, is Bill Cleveland.
I'm laughing the way that Trevor holds that camera. I can't imagine anyone wanting to watch that.
As soon as Bill talks, the number of viewers go down. Watch.
Don Bovard just said, hi, guys. Hello, Don. And also, I'm trying to do my job and also live stream. I'm doing this for you, Bill.
Well, I didn't ask you to
cross
do it,
promotion.
Did anybody catch the cruel thing Tim just said?
Yeah, no, I heard it, but I just actually.
What did he say? Hear Bill talk, number of viewers will go down. Why do you need to be that playground bully, that guy? You enjoy it.
It's just because I know it irritates you. That's my goal in life, is just to irritate you.
No.
Dan Strauss is now watching the live stream.
Dan, you're actually in the room. You don't have to watch. You're part of it. You're here, okay?
Oh my God.
This is the worst
where are you,
show ever.
Where are you?
God.
No, the worst show is still yet to come.
No,
Bill, where are,
right.
where are we going?
So I'm excited to talk about this today because I know you have been to this place, Frank, and I was there a week ago, or a little over a week ago, Wonders of Wildlife.
No, I have not been.
I thought you said you had.
No, my sons went. I want to go.
Oh my gosh!
I told you how great it was based on the rat. My buddy has been there from the. Oh, but I've not been.
Okay, well then, yeah, you would love it, and certainly your grandkid would love it. So it is in Springfield, Missouri, and it's part of the Bass Pro complex.
Empire.
Yeah, Empire is absolutely right. So it's 92,000 square feet of stuff. So they have essentially what it is there are animals from all sorts of different regions, and you walk through and they look exactly like they look in person. It's unbelievable. And they're not stuffed necessarily, but they're recreations. And when you walk from sort of region to region, even the smells and the temperatures change based on what you're looking at. So if you're looking at animals,
Bill, let me try to describe how big this thing is. 92,000 square feet. Take something that's 46,000 square feet. It's twice that big.
Oh my gosh! I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. Now that puts it in perspective.
Now I know. God almighty. So there's two sections to it. So there's just, you know, the animals. There's, like I said, you walk through. Let's just say you're looking at desert animals. And it'll smell like the desert. And it'll be hot. Or you'll walk through an area where it's, you know, the animals are supposed to be in a little cooler climate. So the temperature changes. It's very neat. But for me, my favorite part was the aquarium part. So, and we've all been to these aquariums. But this one, I got to tell you, it's one of the best that I've been to. It's absolutely, I don't know, it's one of the best that I've ever seen. And these, you know, gigantic sharks swimming around. There's areas where, like I say, if you have kids, so, example, you know, your grandkid probably saw this. It's hard to describe because I've never really seen things like this before. But they have the aquariums. And then so kids can actually climb up sort of and be in the middle of the aquarium, if that makes any sense. And it'll go around them.
Wow, and like so, they're underwater.
Yes, yes. And so I tried, you know, I'm, you know, vertically challenged. So I was able to climb under there and get up there just like the little kids do. But they'll absolutely love it. And now I will tell you, it's not cheap to get into it. I cannot remember the exact price, but it's probably about $40 a ticket to get into this thing. But what I did hear from people who went through it afterwards, they said, you know what? Totally worth it. You can spend an entire
day. Now, that's what
day.
I've heard. You know how to circumcise a whale? I thought of this because you said aquarium, yes. And I thought of water and sharks and stuff. Do you know how to circumcise a whale?
I don't know.
You send down foreskin divers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Thank you.
Now how many people are watching?
Well, we got up to 11, but I had to stop the video because I was getting bored. Oh. But I've already got 46 friend requests just from shouting out my name there. So thank you. I'm confirming.
You stopped it? I wrote
all about you.
Now, see, how come he gets the bully Bill and you don't say anything to him, Frank? He just said something really mean.
He did say
something. What did I say? I missed it. What did he say?
He said
he had to stop the Facebook live feed because even he was getting bored.
Well, yeah, my arm was hurt, was getting bored. I was just holding it there. He wasn't doing
that's
anything.
Not the right verb. Your arm was getting tired, not bored.
He's right. Limey, he's got a point. Your arm doesn't get bored. Have a mind. You know. My arm is bored.
I apologize. I apologize.
I wrote a bunch of comments on there.
And I'd like to announce
Bill, I'm sorry. We butchered your segment.
I'd like to announce that after today, I will always be on the road.
It worked. It worked.
Mission accomplished. If you'd like some more, you can always go to BillOnTheRoad.com or just watch Trevor's Facebook page, apparently.
Dan Sandy Kane says hello.
Oh. Hello, Sandy.
At least we don't have people corresponding with us like on the morning show. I heard that morning show again today.
Yeah.
They got a guy who claims his name, and he texts him, Mike Hunt.
What?
You have to put a ball. No. And then they got this guy, Ball Sack. That show is filthy. That show, I can hardly listen. I almost had to stop listening, but I didn't, and I couldn't. Bill, do the wrap-up thing.
I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
There you go. Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland. One and only. Now, this is not meant to be cruel, but, Bill, have you ever been talking to somebody, telling them something, and they just stare at your face and your nose and go, you're lying. Does that ever happen?
No.
No.
And I get called the bully. Can you believe that?
That's not bully. That's just having fun. It's having fun with a friend. That's called having fun with a friend.
Having fun with his nose.
Yeah.
Tell you what, Larry Connors comes on his video. I just saw the video myself. I actually look pretty attractive in this video.
See,
so thanks, Trevor.
I can do a pretty good job at Facebook Live.
Mike, can you record and play back and take video of a live Facebook thing?
Yeah, post it.
Well, basically, it records while you're going up there onto Facebook, and then at the end finish and upload, and it's on Facebook forever.
Did you see what
I
wrote about
you? I'm not even going to help you. You get me, did you?
No, I made sure just to get me at the end waving goodbye, Bill and Tim.
Perfect. Did you see what I wrote, Bill?
I want my looks to remain a mystery.
I would have absolutely asked for your permission before posting anything of yourself on Facebook.
Dan wants attention. What, Dan?
No, I said, did you ask Bill if he saw what I wrote on there?
No.
Was it a
show? This is radio. Yeah. This is radio.
Oh.
People can't see what you're...
I said, Bill has a booger.
Larry Connors.
No. Size of my fist.
6 o'clock. Here are a couple of things to be talking about. There's a debate over the steel and aluminum tariffs. Will they hurt you or help you? Larry has some information for you. Check this out. Police have dropped drug charges on a man who swallowed drugs and he refused to poop for 47 days.
Oh, wow.
How can you refuse to poop?
I didn't think you could do that.
No, doesn't your body just kind of automatically say, I'm coming out?
I have no idea.
Well, I mean, if you just clench really hard. But they dropped the charges. I mean,
because he refused to poop.
Wait.
You know what they do in a situation like that is they put you in a room naked, and if you won't do that, and they make you just lay on a floor naked until it comes out, and that's how they prove that the drugs are in you. So he would have had to lay on a floor.
How do you know so much about that? How do you know?
Why does it matter
how
I know?
Have you had to do that? Have you done that?
I went to school,
Who knows that?
I know it.
Who knows that?
Well, first of all, I'll tell you exactly how I know it. If you must know, I read about it in a newspaper story.
He also knew how to circumcise a whale, so I don't know.
Well, that was me. One last thing, Larry. There's a state that's added recycled sewer water to their drinking supply. Yeah. He'll talk about that. I don't have a problem with that because they have ways and systems and filters and chemicals. And if you didn't know it had been sewer water, then you wouldn't know. So I don't. And now, lastly, Larry wants to know if you care if Trump had an affair with a porn star 10 years ago.
Not really.
My answer to that is no. 10 years ago, I don't care what he did. And just like the whole world didn't care what Bill Clinton did. What's the difference? So even. Everybody's even. I notice toys now, and I haven't noticed toys for a while because I have a grandson who's 4, and when you don't have young kids yourself, you go through a period where you just don't pay any attention to the morning kids' TV shows or the toys. But I'm going to tell you, it's not even really a toy. There is a thing that we discovered last summer. My daughter-in-law discovered it, and she brought them to the house. And we had a blast. Have you guys seen this? It's water balloons, but you hook them to the faucet, and they blow up 10 balloons or 20 balloons at a time.
Oh, yeah.
Best thing ever.
This whole cluster of balloons, it looks like eggs, and they self-tie. You take them off, and they're all tied. And you've got 20 water balloons to throw. And they come in packets of like 100 or 2. What a great idea. Water, there's nothing better. I know it's not summer yet, but when it's hot and it's summer, I got to tell you, throwing water balloons and pick up the burst balloon, pick that up, because the birds will choke on it or something. But that is fun in the summer when you're a kid. And I was never a big fan of water parks. Most kids are. I was, we didn't have any when I was a kid. I mean, for my own kids. I would check out the crowd, though, before I decide, do I want my kids bathing with those kids or those people? So if you live like I did in a hick town, you had 2 summer toys. The hose, which was, my goodness, was that fun on a hot day. And when you first learned to tie off a water balloon, it's just fun and it doesn't cost that much. We mentioned earlier in the first hour about Oprah's sale of 1/4 of her Weight Watcher stock. She made 900% on her money. She only had the stock for not quite 2.5 years. Bought it for $6 a share, sold for $63 a share. She's the one that ran the price up by buying it. And she still has $300 million worth of the stock. Now, again, I got to hand it to Oprah Winfrey. I can't think of anybody who would do something so obvious. I'm going to buy a big chunk of a company. All my fans will then get on Weight Watchers and run the value of the stock price up. And for not quite 2.5 years, not only will I own it and then ultimately benefit from the stock price that I ran up, I'm going to talk to people about joining Weight Watchers while I'm still fat. I got to hand it to her. I'm not kidding. She's a genius. That's the power she has. And seriously, I don't begrudge her anything. We should all be so smart as to do that. Clocks forward this week, and don't forget that. You go to bed Saturday night, whatever time you go to bed, just kick it up an hour. You go to bed at 10, put it at 11. Yeah, you lose an hour, but who cares? It's going to be light a whole lot later. And maybe Monday we can spend a little more time on this conjoined twin thing. During a break, I went on and Googled and pulled up. Let me just pull this up and share something interesting with you, because I think this is. Hang on.
We were talking about Chang and Ng Bunker, Frank, in the first hour while you looked that up.
Yeah, about that's the how twins. Those twins are the ones in Siam that were the reason they were actually called Siamese twins.
But I was curious as to whether they died at the same time, and actually I looked that up, and they died 3 hours apart. So the one guy had to lay there for 3 hours while his dead brother was next to him.
I wonder if he could feel it, like the coldness of another body, like attached to him. Or I mean, the blood flow and everything, all those veins connected.
How many conjoined Siamese, whatever, twins do you think are born? One birth out of how many? Give me a number that
I'm gonna
you think would be real.
Say,
10 million.
I'm going to say 500,000.
Mm. Oh, no, I'm more with Tim, like the 10 million range.
Well, this will blow you away. This is according to University of Maryland Medical Center. One in every 200,000 live twin births.
Whoa.
Are conjoined. That's still a lot of conjoined. So you say, well, why don't we see more conjoined twins? Here's why. 40 to 60% are stillborn. So half or more never live. And 35% of conjoined twins only survive a day. That's pretty much all of them wiped out, which is why when conjoined twins make it into their 20s as the Hensel twins, which I remember now, it came back to me on TLC, they had a documentary series following them, Abby and Brittany Hensel, around the United States. They're the most famous conjoined twins ever. They have, well, they were born in 90, so what does that make them? 28. Mm. And they were told, their parents were told they wouldn't survive the night. Now they're 28 years old. Check this out. They have two hearts, two lungs. Now, two heads, two arms, two legs. It looks kind of like one body, but two hearts, two sets of lungs, two separate brains. One controls the left side, one controls the right. But they've learned to move and synchronize with each other. They have two driver's licenses. They ride a bike. Can you imagine looking up at the bikes coming down the road? It's got two heads.
Is it a tandem bike?
No, they only have one set of legs. It's them, but two heads.
Did you see the movie Stuck on You, Frank?
Yes.
With Matt Damon? With those guys.
Hilarious. So stupid it was hilarious. But let me finish that. This is, here's a question. They have two driver's licenses. I remember seeing on that TLC thing them driving. What if a cop pulls you over? Who gets the ticket?
Yeah.
I say the one controlling the right leg. Well, that's the accelerator pedal.
What happened if one of the heads fails the written exam? Do they still get to, you know, take the practical or what?
That's a great question. That's a very good question.
I'm a student driver.
And can they cheat? Can one head give the other one the answer telepathically? I'm going to switch this information over to your brain. Or if the heads are so close together, the answer is yield sign.
Can one head be drunk and the other not? Like if they do a breathalyzer test.
If they don't have the same circulatory system, absolutely. They were talking about that. Wow. About how the Bunker twins, one of these guys suffered an injury.
That's a good question.
One of these guys suffered an injury when he fell out of a carriage and hit his head. I'm like, well, how do they not both fall out of the carriage? How does one get hurt?
Well, they had them both fall. Now, listen, this is not funny. This is not funny. But we'll do this maybe Monday. I'm looking at the 10 most famous conjoined twins, the ones that lived past that one day and made it into their teens or whatever. And there's a couple here. This is the saddest thing. This is just not right that people... it's just not. It shouldn't have to live this way. And you know, when you say, I guess almost all of them never live past a day, yet these are the lucky ones. No, they're not lucky at all. I don't think they're lucky. I think this is horrible. Here, Lori and George Chappelle. They're joined at the head. Their bodies are completely separate, yet think of leaning down and forehead to forehead.
Are they forehead
That's
to forehead?
Pretty much. Oh. One's turned kind of to the side. Can you imagine that life?
Wait, are these ladies from some, like, you know,
no, this
Russian
is Lori
country
and
or
George.
Something? Oh, never mind.
Pennsylvania.
Because there
one
is
one of them. Sorry. As if being joined at the head's not enough. One of them is transgender and has decided he identifies as a male.
Oh my God.
You didn't have enough going on. Joined at the head. One of you has to change sexes. Okay, that's enough of that. Well, ladies, get in here, please. What? Ladies, get in here. What?
If they poop, the other one kind of has to do a handstand or hold them up or something like that because...
Then they argue about what bathroom
Daniel.
They're going to.
Yeah.
Well, no, when one's pooping, the other one is just leaning over with his head attached to the other one's head.
I believe that's called an upper decker. So.
What?
You got to explain that because that blows me
no,
away.
No, he doesn't. not a time. So this little girl, her mom cuts her hair from the time she's little and has to have a first haircut. And the little girl now is 10 years old, and she's begging her mom, "Mom, I want to go to a real salon, get a real haircut. I know you've done a great job, but a lot of the other girls, and they, you know, she sees some of the other haircuts. She wants, like, a real cool haircut." So her mom says, you're right. I'm going to take you to a salon." And she takes her to one of these haircut places. And the little 10-year-old girl is kind of nervous because she doesn't know what to expect. She knows she wants a cool, better, nicer, hipper haircut, yet she's not familiar with the salon surroundings. And so to kind of calm her down, her mom says, "Hun, you like Hostess Twinkies?" And hands her a Twinkie. She says, "Just while you're sitting there, just eat this Twinkie, and you'll be fine." She says, "Oh, thanks, Mom." So she gets up in a chair, and the woman puts the kind of the sheet over her. And she says, "So, hon, his first time?" She says, "Yeah." She says, "And how old are you?" She says, "I'm 10. She says, "Okay." And then as she starts snipping the hair, she notices this little girl is eating this this Hostess Twinkie. And she says, "Hon, you know you're going to get hair on your Twinkie." She goes, "Yeah, I know. And I'm going to get boobs, too."
All right, let's check traffic now. Here's Tori Lyon.
Traffic's brought to you by GNC. You're slow on southbound 55 as you round the bend past the brewery and then Loughborough to Rivas Barracks. Just had an accident reported between Weber Road and Bayless. Bumper to bumper westbound 44, Kings Highway to Shrewsbury. Westbound 64, you're jammed 14th Street all the way to Big Bend. Eastbound 64 backs up Compton. The lowest price of the season sales going on now at GNC, but hurry, it won't last long. Save up to 50% on hundreds of your favorite items at the lowest prices of the season. Hurry into GNC through March 28th. GNC, live well. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Hey, St. Louis, it's time for you to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Brentwood on Hanley Road just south of Highway 40 or O'Fallon on the corner of Highway K and Fizey Road. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men, it's wicked awesome.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
At the Gatesworth, you set the standard for exceptional senior living. Their warm residential setting and commitment to personalized service ensure that each resident has what they need, when they need it, and the way they like it. Start with the active routine, relax, and savor each moment. Visit the Gatesworth on Facebook or schedule a personal tour on thegatesworth.com and see for yourself how the Gatesworth does senior living your way.
Far away.
A weekend at home or a weekend RVing, cutting the grass or baiting the hook, listening to Bacon Fry or standing in line at a restaurant, staring at your neighbor's security lights or counting stars, watching the Travel Channel or sitting around the campfire with friends. Break away, get out of town in an RV from Byerly in Eureka. Firely, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hey, St. Louis, it's time for you to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men
in Brentwood on Hanley Road just south of Highway 40, or O'Fallon on the corner of Highway K and Fizey Road. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men, it's wicked awesome.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you're gonna let me get sober, leave me alone, let me go home, let me go home and start.
All right, let's go. Let's go Southern California. Mike Evans standing by, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Smokehouse Market, you know where they are. We know where Chesterfield Valley is, all that stuff. We'll just go east there of all that. Right down Chesterfield Airport Road. You'll run right into it on the right as you're headed east. They're closed only on Mondays. You need reservations for dinner and Annie Gunn's, and you're going to see why when you get there. Gift cards are always a good idea any day, every day. And now, here he is, man of not the hour, but the man of the 10-minute segment, Mike Evans.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Howdy.
Big studio audience today.
Oh, huge. Packed. Standing room only.
Mary, let me give them a little tip here, a little salute. All right. This week's pop quiz theme is Oscar losers. In 2012, you might want to check this, Tim. Daniel Day-Lewis won Best Actor for Lincoln. Name the name of the loser that year who lost to him, who is named after the doctor who delivered him. He has a very deformed pinky finger, and he sings at church twice a week. Is it Joaquin Phoenix, Hugh Jackman, Denzel Washington, or Bradley Cooper? Answer in a minute. All right, we got three movie reviews all opening tomorrow. First, Thoroughbreds. This movie is spooky, it's disturbing, but it is hilarious. A dark comedy about two teenage girlfriends reunited at the end of their high school careers. One an upper-class snooty girl, the other one a hip but lower-class punk who takes a no-prisoners bad attitude. Their friendship turns a little evil. In fact, let's make it a lot evil. When the rich girl wants her dad killed, and the friend says, oh, no problem, we can do that. Rated R, 90 minutes, very funny, 3 stars.
And what's the name?
Thoroughbreds.
Again?
Thoroughbreds. Okay. All right. Also opening, Gringle. Another very dark comedy with a great cast, David Oyelowo, Charlize Theron, and the acting debut of Paris Jackson, who plays Nell. It's about a new black pot pill that the mob wants to secretly make and distribute out of Mexico. Their go-to grunt is Oyelowo, who heads to Mexico to get her done, but there is a double cross. It's really a very funny, a lot of action, a lot of laughs, rated R, 110 minutes, 3 stars.
Mike, I'd like to share something with you. I was working on a screenplay, and I just abandoned it. I couldn't get anybody to produce it, and it was a Mexican band, a pop music band, and their names were, because you mentioned Gringo, their names were Gajan, Gapal, Gajorge, and Gringo.
Thank you. That was, I just made that up, believe it or not. Thanks, everybody.
Oh,
okay, good. No.
The movie Gringo is rated R, 110 minutes, 3 stars. Mm-hmm. And A Wrinkle in Time. So, you know, in my younger days when I occasionally would take lysergical LSD thalidomide.
Well, that's a big word.
Yeah, LSD. No. Well, that's what it's called, Limey.
I had no idea. That's
the actual name for it. Tell them again, Mike. LSD, what is it?
Lysergical acetethylamide.
Wow.
See, you learn something.
And you have a really, really good trip. You'd have echoes, dude. You'd hear echoes, and you'd be follows. You'd, like, move your hand, and your hand would follow. It'd be follows, and there'd be colors. Like, dude, lots of colors.
Oh. So hang on a second. Well, you're telling me on air to do LSD.
No, he's not. He's not telling you to do it.
That's my homework for the weekend.
He's sharing the experience.
I'm sharing you an experience. Wow. Yeah. If I told you about covering Super Bowl games for the press box, that's sharing experience. It's not telling you to go to a Super Bowl game.
Maybe he's trying to save your life, Limey, and say, don't do what I did.
Maybe you wanted to do it, Limey. Maybe maybe that loosen you up a little bit. You drop a little sparkling gel, huh? Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah. All right.
Far out, dude. Well, this movie, Wrinkle in Time, reminds me a lot of those old days. I mean, you know, it's really visually, it is fantastic, incredible, but after a couple hours, you've had enough. Despite the storyline wandering around a bit, the visuals are so good, still enjoyable, and you can take the kids, fun, fantasy, and dreams. It's rated PG, 96 minutes, and 3 stars. Okay. You okay, Limey?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, good. Limey, have you ever been drunk?
Oh, yes, many times.
Have you ever taken any narcotics?
Yep, quite a few.
Really? What narcotics have you taken?
What a great example we're setting.
Well, I'm not going to, like, say it out there. My mom and dad are listening.
Yeah, he's telling the
truth. He's telling the truth. I admire that. Just what the heck?
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
What drugs have you taken?
I am...
mom's listening.
Yeah, my mom and dad are listening, so I'm not going to tell you what drugs I have done. But they're all ingestible, so, you know.
Okay.
Anybody
there ever gone out on their spouse?
What? No, then what does nobody that would mean? Answer. What nobody you, would tell you
what
that.
What does that mean? Go out? Oh, you mean cheat on your wife or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's not
okay.
Something.
No.
Think about it. Just think about it. That's not something. If somebody did, they were going to tell you anyway.
Well,
now you're really getting.
I'm not suggesting that anybody do it. I just asked. Just to show that we're not suggesting. I never have myself. I'm just speaking for myself. Never have. Never have. Unless you consider having a relationship with myself.
No, I think that's acceptable. No, well, that's acceptable.
And finally, let me get the hell out of here. Yeah. How did this all get started?
We don't know.
Yeah. No
idea. I was just doing my report, and all of a sudden, I don't know. What the heck happened?
We don't know either.
Is it cold in St. Louis?
Yep.
Yes.
It is.
It is
not
chilly.
Bitter cold, but miserable cold.
84 here today.
I'll be darned.
Lucky you.
Good for SoCal.
I played golf today and shot a 77.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
No. I'm wrong. I played golf today, shot a 79. I shot a 77 yesterday.
Okay.
Name the name of the Oscar loser lost to Daniel Day-Lewis in 2012. Is that right, Tim?
I don't know if that's right or not, because when I looked it up, it said 2013, but it's for movies that came out in 2012. So
right.
Which one's appropriate, 2012 or 2013?
Well, I think it's movies are 2012, and you corrected me yesterday on 2015, 2016. But Tim, I take the high road, so I just said, okay, that's fine.
Well, it is 26. It's the 2016 Oscars. Would you
it's the Oscars for 2015.
But you asked the question, won the Oscar in, and then you said the year. I'm just saying, you get
ladies,
it's almost time
ladies.
For. My God, are you still talking?
Right.
Pop quiz.
Name the name of the actor who's named after the doctor who delivered him, has a very, very deformed pinky, and sings twice at his church every week. Joaquin Phoenix, Hugh Jackman, Denzel Washington, or Bradley Cooper?
I'm going to go with Hugh Jackman.
I was going to say Hugh.
Yeah.
I'll say Denzel. He's a good singer.
True.
Yeah. I'll go Bradley Cooper.
He broke his pinky, and it never set right and left it very bent and distorted. He loves the church and sings his church twice a week, and he was delivered by Dr. Morton Denzel in Denzel, Washington.
Whoa.
You know what? I think everybody ought to take tomorrow off. I want you to give you the off.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Thanks, Mike.
Done.
Okay, it's Mike Evans, say ya.
Mike Evans, there he goes.
I think
nice
he was
guy,
drunk.
Mike. I think what was that
something.
About? How do we? Yeah.
I don't know. He just started throwing questions.
He sort
questions
of took a turn on another direction.
Yeah.
Young people, that's what alcohol. The great thing about having him on is it's the world's greatest public service announcement. Don't turn into a wino. Turn into a wino. That's what happens. Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley.
You will need reservations for any guns, and gift cards are always a good idea. 22 years ago, roughly, we had our kitchen completely remodeled. Been in this house 31 years this year. Oh, no, shoot, I take that back. 32 years next month. Next month it'll be 32 years. And we liked the house. We hated a couple of things. We always, from day one, hated the kitchen. We hated it. It wasn't a big deal because we didn't use the kitchen. Somebody in our house never cooks, but we didn't like it. So we lived there for 10 years or so and finally decided, okay, let's pop for the kitchen. And we did. And the company we chose was Thompson Price. We talked to three companies and they won. Now you're going to see why they're going to probably win with you too. Because I'm hoping that you will include Thompson. In other words, whether you just talk to them or you talk to another kitchen about or two others or three others, just make sure one of them has the name Price in the name of the company. And then you're going to see what the difference is. Not just the difference in bid, the price. Sometimes there's a reason. One, hey, look, they're a lot cheaper. Well, yeah, they're a lot cheaper because you're not going to be real happy for very long with the work. Some people can be too expensive. You're going to get every dollar's worth from Thompson Price. So if you're serious, anywhere even in the near future, about a complete remodel for kitchen or bathroom, if you're really AM and the PM and not just a fake, they call that stolen valor when you pretend to be in the military, faker, we'll just call it faker, AM and the PM faker. If you're really AM and the PM, just do this. Just give them a shot. Just include them. Thompson Price, showroom in De Pere, about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it. Thank the police officer every chance you get, and have a great and nice Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
Required listening with Amazon Music.
Dad music again?
The greatest guitarist of all time.
Wait, who?
Alexa, add this song to a new playlist.
Sure, what's the new playlist name?
Jack's Intro to Classic Rock.
Adding Stepping Stone by Jimi Hendrix to Jack's Intro to Classic Rock playlist.
Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you and soon he will love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at amazonmusic.com. Renews automatically. Cancel anytime.